Welcome to the Hôtel Dieu of Beaugé. Here you are in a former hospital, which was built in the 17th century and used for 350 years. The map in the middle of the room was realized in 1782. It shows the different buildings and their period of construction. The layout of the buildings has been almost unchanged. The hospital was built thanks to two women. The first was Marthe de la Beauce. She was a religious born in Beaugé. She took the initiative of building a hospital for the poor who couldn't pay a doctor. The first two stones were laid in 1643 to symbolize the start of construction. One stone for the chapel and another for the sick ward. In 1650, Marthe de la Beauce went to La Flèche, which is a city not far from Beaugé, to discover the Hôtel Dieu and meet the religious. Over there, she met the other woman, Anne de Melun. Anne de Melun lived with the nuns, but she wasn't a religious. She was a Flemish princess who preferred to help the poor rather than feasting at the court. Anne de Melun paid for the building. The room where you are is the former hospital's kitchen. It is here for a practical reason, between the two sick wards and right in front of the apothecary, where remedies and the ingredients to prepare them were stored. There is also a fireplace to cook and a large closet. The first sick ward was the pink one on the map. It was for men and women, but at the 18th century, to welcome more patients, another one was built, the yellow one. The yellow for men and the pink for women. On the sick ward you can see rectangles which symbolized the beds. There were 30 beds per sick ward. While it was common to see two or three patients in the same bed, at Beaugé, it was one patient per bed. This was rare enough to be considered a luxury. To the left of the sick ward, there is a chapel that was the first part to be built. It is an important part of the building. There are two choirs. One was reserved for the nuns, and the other for the inhabitants of Beaugé and the patient. They received here treatments for illness or injury and spiritual support. If some of the patients couldn't get to the chapel, they could follow the services from their beds thanks to the windows in the wall separating the chapel from the sick ward. The last part of this building was a convent. The nuns lived here in the pink section. You can see the communal rooms, such as the refectory, and in the yellow section, the nuns' kitchen and bedrooms. During your visit, you will discover the pink part of the building. The exit is the door from the refectory to the garden of the temple. In this garden, the nuns grew plants used to prepare remedies for the apothecary. The building in the top left corner was once a girls' boarding school and is now a retirement home. It permitted teaching young girls to take care of the patients. The Hôtel Dieu has also been restored and modified several times as it was used as a hospital until 2001. If you want to see the sick ward as it was before, I invite you to go into the corridor on your right, look at the painting and find the differences between then and now.